Outstanding, guys. Welcome to the call tonight. My name is Rick Murphy, and as I always say, on behalf of my whole family, it's a pleasure and a great honor to have you here with us tonight. I will keep the graphics on the call to a minimum tonight. I know most people are on the phone call side only, so just sit back and enjoy yourself. We're going to have a wonderful call tonight. I want to welcome everybody. It's a big September. We are now 4 weeks out from the mother of all events, the greatest spectacle in the Western Hemisphere. In the movie Gladiator, had Pathfinders been around instead of the 100 Days of Game, this is the event that they would have held to celebrate the Emperor. Just so you guys know, that's the kind of event we're getting ready to spring on you. It is absolutely going to rock. Was down there twice last week. Got to go down one more time. It's beautiful. I get chills every time I walk in there. It's our turning point. And more on that in just a second. Next week, we have something very special, and I'm going to go to my full screen, and I wanted to let you guys know this tonight so you can promote it. If you take a look here at the Pathfinders.biz homepage, next Monday night's call, Paige and I are going to be partnering up with the world-famous Dr. Gary Linder, and we're going to do a presentation called Nikan of Balanced Life, where he's going to present the Balanced Life presentation, and which is fantastic for the body and your balance. You guys are going to love it. And then I'm going to finish the backside up with the Nikan plan, which is, of course, our metrics for sharing the business. When you say doing ABC, we have something that means ABC. It's the Nikan plan, who we are, how we do it, and what we do. We're going to combine them in one powerful presentation next week. This e-bite will be on Facebook, if not tonight, by tomorrow. We will upload the e-bite sent out to everybody. This is a call for prospects, for new people. You load this call, and I'm going to tell you something. Pretty much if you get them there, we're going to get them in. Gary, are you fired up about doing this next week, my friend?
I am super fired up about it, Rick. So I, you know, and we were talking on the phone just the other day and came up with this idea of combining both the plan with the Life and Balance presentation. And I got to tell you, I've been doing it all up and down the West Coast, Arizona, Texas, and people are responding to it very, very positively. It's a little different way of looking at a wellness home, I think. And like you said, you get people on this call, we're at least going to get some of them in and pique their interest about what we're doing. So
absolutely.
I think it'll be a great guest event for everybody to promote this week. And let's just fill the line and have a good time doing it.
You bet, guys. And just like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or Gary, when we were sitting in the bar and came up with the blended cowboy martini, which was a blended concoction. Those were, I don't know about you, but I think those were great ideas. This one will be the next great evolution in humankind. So next week at 9 o'clock, if you're here, bring some people. We're going to make you a little bit of money and are going to help a few people out, which is a beautiful thing. That's the end of that. Gary, thanks. I know you're busy tonight. Thanks for doing the live side, buddy. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, Rick. Thanks.
Absolutely. And let me just share with you guys a couple things, and we're going to kick it over to Mike, and we're going to kick it over to Chris to give you a few things. We're in the 4 weeks out. This event is going to blow you guys away. I just want to say this real briefly before we kick it over, that this is not another expo. This is not another event. This is not another, you know, same people coming to give the same PowerPoint. This is a different start in a new era for Nikan. This is the beginning of the new frontier. You're going to see lots of new faces on stage. You're going to see some old favorites and current favorites on stage giving presentations. I was talking to someone the other day. They said, you know what you got to do for this event? Make sure nobody brings a PowerPoint that's ever been seen before at another event. And I couldn't agree more. This is a new start for Nikan. This is not where we were. This is not where we are. This is where we're going. I want to make you guys really clear. I don't care if you've been in Nikan for 1 year or 5 years or 20 years. This is year one. This is the next phase. This is the New Testament. This is the nuclear age. This is the next era. This is the next epoch. This is the beginning of the next wave of Nikan, and it starts in October. The product this company is launching down there is going to be a doorbuster. From little I know about it, it's going to be designed to bring your young, aggressive, fun people into this business. Instead of just talking to people about, hey, you're sick, use a product, and then we'll all cry together and we'll get you healthy, which is something we're always going to do. Wouldn't you guys like to be talking about Nikan doing performance and getting more health and having more life and having more vigor so that we cover not only the sick and not only those that want to be healthy, but those that want to have higher performance? Wouldn't you guys be excited to come? We got the webpage, Nikan plan. We got the expertise in the field. We got the infrastructure. We got the company. We got the product. All we need is you. So I want you guys to know there's a countdown clock going on here. There's something definitely magnificent going to happen at this event. When we signed this contract back about 8-9 months ago, I'm going to tell you guys flat out, we didn't want to do another expo at all, period. We wanted to do a new era, and that's what this is going to be. That's why you're seeing the field leaders partnering together. That's where you're going to see the people on stage. You're going to see. It's going to absolutely blow you away. Now, one quick news and note. Of course, the convention website is fivepillarsrising.com. Everything you guys need to know about the event, I keep getting stuff about what's the schedule and all that. Just go here. It's all right here. Your hotels, your event schedules, your tickets, you name it. If you click this button, it now has a really important document with a bunch of frequently asked questions on it. When you click it, it'll tell you everything for when we start ticketing. I'll cover that at the end of the call. One more quick time just to give a layout so we don't, whoops, sorry, it won't load up because I got too much open right now on this page. Oh, there it is. Anyways, long story short, I'll give kind of the timeline at the end so that we don't have to waste, Chris and Mike on those details. I'll kind of get those going when you can pick up your tickets and all that stuff. But it's all right here. It's all right there at your fingertips. One thing that, you guys are going to want to know this, when you come down to, the Five Pillars, Rising tab. Sorry, I got so much going on in the web, I'm killing my computer here. I'm not in my usual hookup here. If you guys click on the events page, you will see the start and stop times of all the events, even the ticketing and stuff is in there. Sunday morning is going to be basically done by Niken Corporate. They're going to do an advanced, in-depth look at the product and some upcoming promotions. And this is a really important new piece of information that nobody knows except for a couple of the event leaders, such as Mr. Gullo and Reed. And Mike knows this too, of course. Niken is also going to introduce a really cool, really big new toy for us. They're going to preview it in a really quick segment at convention, but they're going to demo it and show it on Sunday morning. And I want you guys to know that this was just something we were going to do just as a team. Now it's turned into a big deal where corporate's going to use the space to really unveil these new things that they have. So in room 204, there will be signs to tell you where that is in the convention center on Sunday morning from 9:30 to 12:30. You're going to see the new Niken thing that I can't tell you about yet. You're going to see an in-depth look at the new product. It's going to be a big deal. There are only 350 seats in that room, and we're going to have 1,000 people at the event. It's going to be standing room only. We'll get as many people in there as we can, but don't be late. It's $5 at the door because it's an add-on to the event. But that's an important piece of information where they're going to now actually be demoing two pretty big corporate things that morning at the convention center in room 204, and I'll give you directions on that. So that's all I want to say for now. I'll go over some of the nitty-gritty details later. But the biggest thing I wanted to let you guys know, I'm just going to say it one more time. This is not an expo. This is not a Pathfinders event. This is not a Roll Alliance event. This is not your 8th Pathfinder Summit. This is not your 10th Roll Alliance event. This is not your 12th Niken Expo. This is something you've not seen. And I really want to let you guys know that. I'm going to tell you guys flat out. We know who did the first billion. The names are written on the wall. And many of those people will be a part of creating the next billion. But I'm going to tell you guys something flat out. We don't know the names yet of who are going to create the next billion. Everybody right now starts at the start line for next. It's just like in football. Even if you win a Super Bowl, the next year you start out at 0-0. Right now at this event, I can tell you, you can take the top income earners in Niken, and if you get your buns in gear right now, you can catch and surpass the people and build a new wing, a new legacy, and a new wing of Niken. That's what every Royal Diamond coming to this event wants. It's time to watch a new generation of Niken rise. It's time for a new generation of Niken to take ownership of their business, to not become a company full of downlines, but a company full of uplines. It's time for the people that built the company and the people that are going to build the next wave to go out and create something magnificent. I really believe this 100%. We know the names who created the first billion. I can't wait to see the names that are going to be the next billion. And it's going to be some of the same names, but what I'm more excited about is who are the people that are coming to this event are going to be the ones that are on the walls at Niken that are as yet without names on them. That's your name. And I hope you come to this event and you don't sit there watching the stage. I hope you sit there letting that message penetrate you so that you can go out and transform your life and the lives of other people and be a part of what we're doing, be an active part of what we're doing, not be an expo attendee. So I'll give you a few more details in a minute. I want to kick it over to our esteemed speakers. But I really want you guys to know this is going to be something extraordinary, and I can't wait to see you. And Mike, speaking of the creation of Niken, there's very few people that have contributed more to the company, both on a personal level and a professional level. gosh, we've been friends now for as long as I can remember. In fact, I will tell you guys, when I was new in NECAN, I went to my first big event up in Toronto, Canada, and I watched Mike DiMuccio get the Consultant of the Year award. And I was, you know, way away from the stage on the right side. I remember seeing him later on up in the President's Club Lounge, and I couldn't get in there yet. And that was a really big deal to me, Mike, because that's when I was coming to an event, which is precisely why I wanted you to speak on this call right here. I want people to come to this event, and instead of seeing the Royal Diamonds on stage and thinking that was a nice talk, I want them to sit there and say, I'm going to take that information, and I'm going to be up there with them. It's directly because of the people that I saw at events that I had the belief system to get up there and do it. And, Mike, I know I've told you that before, man, but I'll never forget seeing you get that when I was, man, I was just a silver. I had no name in the business at all yet, and I very much wanted to stand in the light where you were and achieve what you'd achieved in my own way. And I just appreciate you being here, man. We're at a turning point. This is your life's work, too. What are your words of wisdom and thoughts and extraordinary visions, Mr. DiMuccio? Royal Diamond, one of NECAN's all-time top income earners from up in Ontario, Canada, Mike DiMuccio. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Thank you, Rick. You know, every time I listen to you speak, I get all excited myself all over again. So I love listening to you talk. And if you get on stage and you just do the same old stuff, I'll be just as happy. But I know that that's not the point. That's not what we're doing. You know, you said it, and you said it a few times now, and I want to reiterate what you said that is the most important thing, and that is, who's next? I remember watching my very, very first NECAN video. It was the night I was introduced to NECAN, one December cold night back in 1991, and this video was called Humans Being More. It seemed like an incomplete sentence, so I didn't know what that meant. And then at the end of this video, there's a gentleman who was on stage. He was talking loud. He was very excited. And I just remember the one thing he said at the very end before they cut away to the close, and it was, who's next? Maybe you. And that gentleman was Reed Nelson. And right. I was that greenhorn. I was that guy who had all the desire in the world to make an extraordinary impact in life and be something and make something of my life and had not yet found the vehicle. Bounced around here and there, you know, was looking a steady job as an electrician, but that wasn't where I intended to be, and it wasn't where I was planning to be, and here, there's where I found myself. But when I got that message from Reed in that video, not knowing who he was, but just inspired by that, who's next? That's the moment of truth for me. That's when I made an important decision, and within 48 hours of that video, watching that video, I was full speed ahead, building my future that they can, forging what at that time was new territory. You know, we were new to everything, and it was completely new to me, not only the concepts of the technologies, but, you know, network marketing, the way NECAN does things, everything was just, it was an experience in itself. But as you said, the people whose names are on the wall are on the wall. I'm one of those names. And I remember a long time ago, putting a post out to my organization saying, you know, stop introducing me as the number one income earner in Canada, because what you're doing is you're resigning yourself to that reality, that fact. I don't want to be the number one income earner in Canada. I want somebody else to be the number one income earner in Canada. I've always been that, and it'd be nice if it was somebody else, and it was somebody in my organization, I'd be even better. And so that's kind of what the message is here. I've made my millions, about 25 to speak. And I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing every single day. But who's going to be that next Reed Nelson, that next person who comes to the NECAN experience and carves a whole new path? We're living, you know, I look at the music business. I was at a great concert two nights ago. I went to see one of my favorite bands from your neck of the woods almost. It'll come to me. The Sheryl Crow, and she was on the road with the point of that was the music business spins out somebody new every 5 years or so. There's some new superstar that hits the scene and becomes the next big thing since sliced bread. We still admire and we respect the people who've been around, the people who've made, you know, hit records and so forth, like the Sheryl Crow, but she was on tour with Rascal Flatts. That's who it was, and I love these guys. I mean,
And they're about 14 years in the music business. Sheryl Crow's about 20 plus years in the music business. And of course, there's some of the legacy people who've been around forever. But there's always going to be somebody else. There's going to be yet another superstar in that scene. And that's the whole point. The music industry doesn't have to change entirely for this to happen, but it's these people who forge the new industry, who forge the new music, who sound it, and who are appealing to a new generation who've not yet embraced music or a particular genre of music. And that's where we're coming to right now. I've watched a whole generation age in the end, and there's another generation coming up who are going to experience the same challenges that life has to offer because, you know, as much as we like to think the world has changed, it really hasn't. The basics are still the basics. You still, you know, punch a clock, a lot of people go to work, find out they don't really like what they do, and they bounce around here and there, doing what I was doing at the age of 20 plus. Looking for that where, that place where you can call home, that place where you can really make something of yourself. And that's NECAN. NECAN creates an atmosphere for us to be able to create something special for ourselves, for our family, and for the next generation to come still. So I love what you're saying about that, saying who is next? Because I'm really, personally, you know, in my business, that's the message I'm putting out. The message I'm putting out to my team, I did a great call the other night with a group of young guns, and I said, you know, it's time for you guys to step up and take ownership. You know, you can't be sitting there in the shadows of what's gone before. That's not going to help. That's not going to create. You're not joining NECAN to sort of get your train to NECAN's wagon. Yeah, NECAN's here. NECAN's here to stay. It's going to be around for a long, long time. But the question is, where are you taking NECAN next? What is your particular brand of NECAN? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Who are you going to inspire and create a huge organization around? You know, what is the personality and the culture that you're going to breed into your organization? I can't wait to see what that looks like because I know there's some really smart people out there who are going to take this next phase of NECAN. They're going to integrate it into the way they do life. You know, for instance, social media technology, etc. And they're going to blow our minds. They're going to do stuff that we couldn't even imagine doing because it wasn't in our consciousness to do. And they're going to do it. And they're going to create a whole new following, a whole new tribe in NECAN. Yeah, still part of NECAN. Yeah, but it's a different part of NECAN. It's a new part of NECAN. It speaks to a different personality, a different mindset, a different energy. I love that. You know, it's just, that's life. Life carries on generationally, and that's how it's got to be. It's got to be that way in NECAN. And so I'm looking forward to being there just to be able to hang out with a bunch of my friends and maybe be able to inspire some of that messaging to help that next generation realize that it's up to them to step up into the light. And we will do all we can to support them. You know, that's, when you were right at that event, Rick, I was going to say this, but I want to say this now as a close. I have a video that I did a number of years ago called Faith of a Mustard Seed. It's so appropriate, the message in that video right now to what we're talking about. So I want to encourage anybody who hasn't already seen it or heard of it. I just posted it on Facebook, on my Facebook page today. So if you get around to it, it's about 33 minutes long. And I just think the message is really, really powerful because you are in the habit of creating the results you're in the habit of creating based on who you think you are and the beliefs that you have adopted throughout your time on this planet. What you are capable of is so much more and so much greater, and the only thing that prevents you from that reality is whatever you believe true about yourself or whatever you believe limited about yourself. Well, this little video, this little message, Faith of a Mustard Seed, opens the Pandora's box to a whole new possibility that you couldn't have imagined. And NECAN is the vehicle. It's just the way to get it done. But you've got to be able to imagine a better version of yourself, a bigger version of yourself, and know that there is an underlying system out there and a belief that you can achieve it, even if it's not your own. Even if you got to rely on people like us to say, hey, what do you think I can do? We'd be more than happy to share that with you. So that's right. Another reason to get out of there.
Nice. Nice, Mike. And the bottom line is I think there's a general realization, and I know Chris feels this way too, that now that we're at this launch point, let's use all the top pins in NECAN to come together, which is what we've done down here in San Antonio. Let's use that not as a platform for everybody to be our downline. Let's use it as an opening point for everybody to become their own upline with the leverage that we can put in their hands. It really is a turning point, isn't it, my friend? It really is the next wave of NECAN starting in 4 weeks.
I'm excited about it, and I think it's reality. I don't think it's fiction. You know, I know there's hype out there. You know, we tend to shy away from what we believe is hype, but I'm running with some really sharp people and some people who are to the core, the real deal. And they don't really speak out of turn like that. So I think what you're hearing on this call, hearing Rick talk about, it's the real deal, by the way.
Yeah, it's for everything to come together in this company the way it has. It was time for us to launch really the first home career and move this industry, just like my telephone is a Samsung, but it doesn't have keys on it because Apple made it so no other phones can have keys. I really believe Nikon's going to step into the home business world, and we're going to make it so you almost can't function as a home business unless you've got a product line, unless you've got a stable compensation plan, unless you've got something more than a 5-year business model. I believe we're going to be game changers. Where I loved it today, Mike, I saw a commercial where Samsung and Microsoft within 30 minutes of each other watching football yesterday had to compare. They couldn't even run a commercial without having to show a picture of an Apple product. You know, talking about how ours is better than Apple. If you're even mentioning your competition, what does that tell you? They're the ones creating the marketplace.
Right.
And that's what's phenomenal. And I really believe Nikon is going to pioneer the next wave. So, Mike, thanks for coming on and thanks for coming down. We can't wait to hear you. You're anchoring a major segment at the event. And you guys that are out here listening, wait till you see Mike in person and on stage if you haven't met him. You were one of the people that inspired me to rise to great heights, Mike. So thanks for joining us tonight, my friend. I can't wait to see you.
Thanks, Rick. See you, everybody.
You bet, buddy. Take care. And now, Mr. Gullo, you guys all know, not only one of the top roll diamonds in the world, has a massive global organization. He just got back from spending better part of a couple weeks in Europe, up in Oslo for a big event, and who knows where else. Pretty much, I know Chris is watching Fox News right now, probably hoping his downline doesn't catch a stray bomb because he's got people in every country in the world. But, you know, you got to worry about the whole world, Chris. Every time you see a news report, that's how big this guy's group is. So, Chris, it's great to have you here. I'll give some timeline stuff in a minute, a little bit of detail action, but what do you want to share with us tonight, my friend? We got a month out. We really are turning the corner here. We've come together for a great cause. Royal Diamond Chris Gullo, what are your thoughts about what we're going to pull off in 30 short days, my friend?
Well, thanks, Rick, for inviting me on the call here.
Oh, that's an honor.
Yeah, I love to travel, and I was in Oslo, and that was an awesome event. I'll talk about that in a second. And then I went to Amsterdam, and sometimes I have to pinch myself because, you know, this is it's just great to have friends all over the world, and I just can't believe that what I do is actually my business. And, you know, so that's really, it's just a really awesome thing. But I like the concept here, what we're talking about. I want to cut all the hype and forget the hype thing, and let's talk about making a decision. You know, Mike was talking about making an important decision, and he's we're talking about the people rising up and that kind of thing. But everybody on the call, I don't care what your rank is, including all Royal Diamonds, the Royal Bat, I don't care what the rank is. We all make decisions every day on what we want to do, how we want to do it, how we want to help people, what we want to do with our life, our families, etc. That's what our five pillars of health is all about, having balance. But sometimes you got to get out of balance to get balance, you know. I know like 20 years ago, Rick, you know, I was way out of balance and in corporate America, and that's one of the reasons I chose Nikon, and I did choose Nikon over corporate, and it's the best decision I ever made in my life. But let's fast forward that. Let's not talk about the past. Let's talk about now. We have an opportunity now, and I'm hoping that everybody really clears their mind here, and, you know, we talk about making decisions. And sometimes we go, okay, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to get to San Antonio. And, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And it's going to be great. I'll bring a couple of people. And we'll just have a great time. However, it's really a decision not on having a good time, not on bringing a few people, but it's really a decision on how you want to form your future. See, San Antonio will happen in October, not in November, not in January. Okay, it's happening in October. It's the first time when we're really collectively all coming together in just a blockbuster event. And you know what? When we had the Oslo event, Rick, you know, we really built this up way ahead. And I'm going to get Mike back on here a second to talk about it. He was there.
But you know what? We keep on saying, look, if you don't bring the people you want to at that event, which was Oslo, you're going to be coming the day after going, man, I wish I had more people there. And we always say that, and guess what happened? We had an awesome event in Oslo. One of the best ever in Europe. Everybody was saying this. Combination of Royal Alliance and Europe, it was just awesome. Leaders from all over the world were there. And it was just, I mean, I had a call the week after Rick, and I had like Three Diamonds, our whole groups, everybody was on this call, and I'm telling you, even the Diamonds were coming on and saying, I can't believe this event. It changed my whole picture. And I had brand new people go, man, this is it. But see, we keep on saying these events are great and everything, and everybody goes, yeah, I'm going to come, and I'm going to bring a few people. I'm telling everybody here to get really serious for a second. I like to have fun, by the way. Get serious for a second and say, look, it's time to make a decision, not on coming to San Antonio. It's time to make a decision on what your future wants to look like, because you can change it in a weekend if you have the right people with you there. And people go, well, you know, it's 4 weeks out, you know what we can do? You can do amazing things in 4 weeks. It's like this. See, it's hard to do an all-out massive action or get out of balance, so to speak, for a long period of time. But if you can do it for a short period of time, I don't know how to express this enough. If I was anyone that wanted to build a future that was significantly different than where you are today, then what I would do is make a decision now, even though you might have thought you made a decision already to bring some people and have a great event and all that, I would make a major decision. Go, look, I got 3, 4, 5 people coming. I got 10 people coming. But why don't you make a decision to double that? Why don't you make a decision? Look, it's not about getting tickets. It's about being and getting people who also want to change their lives at an event that will change their life. Now, I said this about Oslo. 3 months out, 2 months out, 1 month out, we did a call just like this, Rick, in Europe about the Oslo event. Everybody goes, yeah. And some people took it seriously, and other people go, yeah, I'll get some people there. But everybody wished, I don't care how many people they brought, everybody, including the Diamonds, Royal Diamonds, the Platinums, the Golds, the Silvers, and brand new people, wish they had more people there. I don't know what to say. I wish I had that magic bullet and had that gift of gab like you do, Rick. But
don't kid yourself.
Let me tell you something, okay? If people would just make a decision, the people on this call, get your teams together. Do your team calls. I love that team thing that you have on the, I was reading about that. I was just talking about that, Rick. The power teams. I was just talking about team building on our call internationally today. Get your teams together and talk to them about this and say, look, we got 4 weeks. I know that everybody goes, well, it's kind of just 4 weeks. I don't know if we can get people there. Hey, focus. Make a decision. Change your life forever. And I mean, you can change it forever in 1 weekend. 1 weekend.
Yep.
All out massive action. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of balance for just a little bit. I know it's hard to do. A lot of people have families. You got children. Get out of balance because you'll change your whole family. And not only that, you'll change the world and you'll change people that you haven't even met yet because you would make a decision tonight and say, it's not about getting to San Antonio, buying tickets. It's not about going out there and just having a bunch of fun, which we will do. It's about changing your future, and you have the ability to do that no matter how many people you already have. I'm challenging everybody to get out of their comfort zone, go that extra mile. That's what the gold medalists do. That's what the Super Bowl champs do. That's what everybody who's done anything at the top level does. At some point in their career or life, they made a decision for a short term to do something impactful that changes their life. And this event, I'll say it again, everybody can write it down. Write it down. Chris said, this will, you're going to wish you had more people there. You're going to go to this event. You're going to go, man, I wish I had more people there. Well, then it's too late. It's too late after the fact. Make a decision now. Now, there's a guy named Duncan. He's very, very well off, out of Houston, by the way, Houston, Texas. And he made a statement about legacy, his legacy, and anyone's legacy. He said, you know, I hope, and he passed away, by the way, but this is when he was in his main career. He says, I hope, he was in his, that people remember me by not how much money I made, but by how many people I touched, how many lives I changed, because I led, and people said, if he can do it, why can't I do it? And I helped build their belief that they can do it. You know, one of the largest and strongest trees in the world came from one of the smallest seeds. It doesn't matter how big you think you are, how many people you know right now, or how good you are, or whatever. It really doesn't matter. What matters is your desire to get where you want to go with you, your family, your friends, what legacy you want to leave for everybody. And you, anyone on this call, can get there if they just say and make a decision and go for it. If you go for it, you put every bit of effort into it, you're successful no matter what happens. But if you go for it, you might find that one extra person or two extra persons or three, and one of them might be your royal diamond. You don't know that. No one can predict the future. I wish I could say, oh, that's a good person, and that one is not. You just can't tell. You just talk to everybody, get them excited, and get them to a San Antonio event, not for the event, but for something that could change your life, something they hear from, it might be from a brand new person or from the top roll diamond. It doesn't matter. I challenge everybody. Go for it. Jim Rohn said one last, I want to say one last thing. If you haven't seen the little video clip that Jim Rohn did, Why Not You, I encourage everybody to go and look that up on Google or whatever. And Jim Rohn says, why not you?
Nice.
And why not now?
Nice. Well, Chris, I think that if people see this for what it is, they have people sitting there, and you know, the bottom line is the extra person you bring, maybe the person that ends up being your role ambassador, like, you just never know. That's
never
what's beautiful about Nikan. You don't have to worry about the outcome. You just worry about your output, and then the rest takes care of itself.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. We're doing a call tomorrow night on the Royal Alliance Network, too, at 8:30 Central Time, 6:30 Pacific, correct? Did I get the times right on that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, got Reed there. We got a lot of people. It's going to be international. It's going to be awesome, and we're going to push this. And I'm telling you, it's going to be whoever's there, they're going to be thankful they're there. It's going to be just an absolute awesome event. Can't wait, Rick.
Nice. Well, I'm going to give them a rundown of a few details, and if I miss anything, Chris, let me know, or even the live side, add it in, and we will do it. Let me tell you guys a couple things. First, you guys know there's still ticketing going on. Get your tickets. There's maybe 100 left, plus or minus. You're going to be able to pick up your registration packets and badges outside Ballroom B at the Convention Center on Thursday the 16th after 2 o'clock p.m. So if you get in there that day, walk over to the Convention Center, find out where we are. If you have a table purchased, make sure you get Focus on Growth, the names of people at your table. So if there's 10 at your table and you've only got 6 names set to Focus, you're going to have 10 badges in your pouch. 4 of them will just be blank, and there's going to be Sharpies at the table for you to write your people's names in. It's going to be super cool. The doors will be open for the Thursday night special roundtable for the preferred seating people at 5:30. The event is going to begin between 6 and 6:30. It's got kind of a soft start because it's more of an informal thing. So that you can come in. But here's the thing. If you purchase a table of 10, there's going to be preferred seating. And when you get there, we'll explain to you a little bit more. But there's going to be a seating map
with the 60 preferred tables up on the wall, and it's going to be super easy. All you do is pick which table, your tables you want. You write your name down in the center of it, and then that's going to be your table. So when your people show up, instead of having to look all over creation for you, they'll see where your name is up on the seating map, and then you'll just get the badges for the table. It will still be out of ticketing. So that'll be super simple. There will probably be gold centerpieces on the preferred tables. There will be silver centerpieces on the open seating tables. And when you show up, it's super easy. You go in and sit wherever the heck you want to sit. You guys are going to love it. As I said, it's right on the Riverwalk. Every restaurant you can imagine, every kind of live music, nightclubs, if you like that sort of thing, beautiful boat tour, shopping. The Alamo is literally a block and a half away from where we are. You guys get a chance to go over and see that, which is going to really be impactful. I actually found out this week, I'm very proud of this, my wife is a direct descendant of an Alamo veteran that died there. His last name is Ryan. So my wife's great uncle actually died at the Alamo. We're going to go see his name for the first time when we're down there on the wall, which is kind of cool. Her mother's, like her mother's mother's brother or something, back to the generation. Alamo's right there. You guys are absolutely going to love it. There is a big concession stand right next to our area, kind of almost like an airport walkway with a place to eat, coffee and all that stuff. But bring your water bottle. There's absolutely no way we could do waterfalls here for 1,000 people. I would need a team of 30 people, and there's nowhere to fill water within probably 150 yards. So we just can't do it. But we got good news. The ballroom that we rented actually has its own dedicated bathrooms right outside of it, so you don't have to do the usual walk. It's a beautiful room, you guys. I cannot wait till you see it. We're going to be doing the general sessions all day, Friday and Saturday, and we're going to be mixing it up with some really fun stuff. Jeff Isom, our VP, is going to do a mini HGM to end the Friday session. I know the True Actors are on here. We did that for the first time together here in Austin at an event we did, and they did it out at headquarters for the Royal Diamond HBM. Interactive 1,000-person mini HBM segment. Friday night, we're going to launch the new technology to do recognition. You guys are absolutely going to flip over the new product. They're going to demo the new thing that Nikan's going to give us, a really cool new toy, sometime during the event. And then on Saturday night, we're having a great big party with a live band. Yes! I'm sorry, guys. Bears just intercepted the pass. We've got a live band Saturday night with Cash Bar. And I know Rosie's coming, so I got an extra bar back at the corner just for Team Houston, dedicated for us and you guys. Just so you know, and Chris, you know what I'm talking about. We needed to add extra bartenders, so we're going to have that. It's a Cash Bar. It's going to be an absolute blast. The band, you guys, I kid you not, sounds like Garth Brooks. And they're going to be all upbeat, up-tempo, super fun. It is just going to blow you guys away. And I think he's going to open the roundtables on Friday night, actually singing a couple special songs. He might kick off the event with The River if we get the band set up in time for Thursday night, which is going to be the goal. And then Sunday morning, the doors will open at about 10 to 9 for the workshop, which is where Nietzsche is going to go fully into the new product and into our little surprise. They're flying someone in to do an added demo that morning, and then we're going to do that last, so you guys can do lots of Q&A. Your young people are going to love both the product and the thing that's going on, or any of your people that are gizmo people that love stuff. It's just going to be a thing that's going to make Nikan look so cool. Guys, I'm so excited. I just got to be quiet because I can't say anything about it. But you guys are going to flip. This is a fully packed couple of days. It's going to knock your Aunt Connie socks off, from the band to the restaurants, the partying, to the hotels, to just everything. It is a top 10 destination in the United States. It is absolutely great. Friday evening, if you guys want to bring guests, I don't see any problem with that for Friday night, guys, but for a few people, Sue True just asked me that. And by the way, Chris, the Pathfinder Power Teams you were telling me about was directly because of Jeff Isom's mini HBM and what we've done in the past at Pathfinders. But the deciding vote was actually having a long talk with the True Actors, Pat in particular in the back of the room, about the success your group is having with the team concept. So what we decided to do is just make a little bit of structure to it. So you see, by us working together, we actually invented something that now you like, and it's a byproduct of our partnership.
Absolutely, man.
That's just how it works, man. And you guys are just going to be blown away. I hope that you do things you've never done, see things you've never seen. And really, I'll tell you, our goal, there won't be one presentation you're going to see at this event that you guys have seen at another event. It will be, we have 15 or 16 people that have never been on a major convention stage before that you guys are going to see on stage below the rank of diamond. You're going to see some of the Power World diamonds, the diamonds, of course, because that's what everybody comes for. But you're going to see 15 or 16 other ranks that you would never see at a major event. That just doesn't happen in the industry, and we're going to do it. First line of recognition, just great music. We're going to get you dancing between the segments. We got a sound system that'll blow you out of the room. It's just going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be a celebration of our next billion. So that's pretty much what I have to add in on that right now. If Chris or Mike, or, hey, you live setter, does this sound pretty fired up? You guys ready for this big event?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we will do our team call pre-event next Monday. I've got a few more details about our setup and teardown times and all that. It'll be pretty simple. That won't be a big deal at all. And that's pretty much what we got to say. Chris or Mike, you guys have anything else you want to add on this side of the call before we get rolling?
Be on tomorrow night's call and encourage others to be on it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just say, look, guys, just make a decision for this event. Go for it. Bring as many people as you can. Stretch. Do whatever you have to do. It will change your life. And just go for it. So thanks, Rick, for putting this on. Let's make it happen really big.
Yeah, my pleasure. Guys, we are collectively tossing you a softball down the middle of the plate. All you got to do is stand there and swing the bat. You'll get on base. You swing harder, you're going to get a home run. Our goal here, and Mike, you said it also a minute ago, and I know, Chris, you feel this way too, is not to do an event where you come to see us. It's for us to do an event to empower and launch you.
Absolutely.
That's what this event's about. So I think, Mike, you'd agree with that too. This is about us setting a table for you. Go out and blow us all away with the income you're going to earn. I would love to see the top income earners in Meekin be at this event. We don't even know them yet. And I, for one, am hopeful they're somewhere between my first and sixth level. I wish I was as noble as Mike, but I'm Irish. I just got to call it like I see it. But honestly, we are. The next Meekin millionaires will be sitting in this event, and we're going to lay the road for you to run as fast as you want to run. And frankly, guys, there's silvers and executives sitting in this room that will do things we've never thought of, that will create things we've never seen, that will build businesses in a way that I wouldn't even dare to think of, and I can't wait to watch what you're all going to do. And the event is in 4 weeks. What are you prepared to do? So everybody, thanks. Take care. God bless. I'm glad the Bears are still ahead, or I'd have to get off of this break call in a bad mood. I'm going to watch football, change my giant baby's diaper, and then go to bed, even though I'm probably too excited to sleep. So, guys, this is Rick and Paige Murphy signing off from Austin, Texas. Radio Free Meekin is going to sign off the air, but we're always rocking for everybody out there. You know where to find us. And next week, load it up, because Dr. G, Medicine Man, and I are going to bring the flavor next week with the plan and the balance. Get some new people on that thing. We are going to send them out of there like a rocket ship. So I'm fired up. And next tomorrow night, hop on the Roll Alliance call. And we're going to knock it out of the park again. So everybody take care. God bless. Have a wonderful week. Go get them. Have fun. Help people. Make money. And then you know you're in D10. So everybody, thank you much. We love you all. Thanks, Chris. And thanks, Mike, for being with us. God bless you guys.
Cheers.
See you later.